Hello, Larry the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plugged for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what's trending, man. We about to let you know one thing that's trending. The biggest thing trending in the city is the West Charlotte Lions basketball team headed to the state title game this Saturday, 12 o'clock on the campus of North Carolina State University, taking on South Central High School. We don't care nothing about South Central.
We don't.
We got the Dub C. We got the Dub C seniors in the building. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves.
What's up? I'm Quinn Thomas, number 11.
I'm Carrier Jernigan, number 3.
Dylan Terrell, number 20.
Elijah Harris, number 22.
And these are the seniors. Y'all are the seniors on the team.
2019, baby.
Yes, ma'am.
What are y'all doing to get ready for this big game on Saturday?
We're practicing.
Anything else in addition to that? Are y'all like, do y'all like get on the phone, give each other pep talks or anything like that?
I mean, yeah, we got a player that, you know, that's in a inspirational text every time, you know.
Oh, that's dope.
That's dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's only like after the games, though. I mean, we watch film sometimes. So.
Okay.
So everybody was talking about a couple weeks ago about the Andrew Kell situation. We never got to talk to y'all about how y'all felt about the whole Andrew Kell situation. How did y'all feel about it? You know, hearing about the game moved and then, you know, the racial slur that was used. How did y'all feel about it?
Let's take it part by part. One, how did you all feel about not being able to play at home?
I was extremely mad because I don't like playing at Vance. I don't never have a good game at Vance, so I was mad. And then like, we worked so hard to have home court advantage and had that stripped away from us just because, you know, white privilege. So I was very mad.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Was that the general consensus of the team?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was mad.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I like our gym.
You know, the bounce of the rims, you know. Shoot it the wrong way on Vance, then go all the way on the other side of the court.
And so let's talk about the young man from Andrew Kell and the Snapchat that went out. Cartier, you were the one that found it. Were you the one that found it that saw it first?
I didn't find it. Like, multiple people sent it to me. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I guess like some of his friends in the group chat or whatever, they know me, so they screenshot and showed it to me. It was like, hey, this is what he's saying about y'all, so just handle your business when you play him.
And so how did you all feel about what you saw and being called a nigger in the hood?
I mean, we seen it like right after we was watching film on. We was like, hey, coach, look at this. He was like, man, I don't believe he'll do this. And then it just kept coming in. I was like, mom, look, this is what happened. I mean, I felt like I was kind of mad because I'm not, you know, what you said, an N-word in the hood. I mean, I don't stay in the hood, and that's not how I was raised and brought up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, do you think RJ Kell handled the situation in the proper...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Way suspending him and suspending the player from the team.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I don't know how he could say that if the majority of his team is colored. I mean, like when we play, you think they might have like 2-3 colored people, but the whole starting five beside him was colored. So I was like, man, like, this your brother. This is how I think about y'all. Y'all need to rethink who your brothers is. So.
Yeah.
Now, you shook your head and you said, no, you don't think Andrew Kell handled it the right way.
Yeah, I said no.
Why you say that?
Why?
What do you think they should have done? To be honest, I feel, because like, you shouldn't allow your player to be like that. And then the parents saying, we apologize. My mom was talking to me the other day saying, you raised your child to be like that in that system. So I don't accept his apology. I don't accept their team apology because it's respectful to everybody in the community.
So you don't think the team should have played?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
If you could say one thing to the young man that sent that Snapchat out, what would you say to him?
Oh, man.
That's something that you can say on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Any of you all,
let's
how
keep
did
it clean.
Make you feel? Like, what would you say to that young man?
First, I'd say thank you because it kind of brought us closer together at a crucial time. I mean, like, brought us closer together, like, made us realize that it's really just us versus everybody out there. But then to see how the city, like, came together and was rooting for us, it was something special because going to West Charlotte, you wouldn't, like, know about the alumni. And I learned a lot about the alumni during that time. So I'd say thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
So, big state title game. Well, the R.J. Reynolds game was off the chain. Y'all Man, seemed like y'all had a lot of momentum going into this game. Y'all completely smashed him. I think Quentin had like three dunks in a row.
In the fourth quarter, y'all just got rude. In the fourth quarter, y'all got rude.
They fans was mad. So that game, we got that game out the way. What do y'all expect on Saturday? Because this team you're playing only lost one game. They're pretty big team. I looked at film on them. They're pretty decent. So what do y'all expect going into Saturday's game?
I mean, to be honest, I expect to do the same thing. I feel like nobody can mess with us right now because we're just rolling. So I feel sorry for him.
And have any of y'all signed to play basketball anywhere else, like next year?
I recently committed to USC Upstate, so.
Congratulations.
That's what's up.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Anybody else?
Congratulations. You were supposed to come up here and make that announcement, Cartier.
It was so... I don't even know how to explain how it happened.
Well, he just made an announcement just now. Thank you, Cartier. Anybody else signed in Wells? Think about? Okay.
Yeah. But are you all going on to college?
Yes.
Quentin, I heard you got several different offers. You got a football offer, but you never played football.
Correct.
How does that happen?
Right. I don't know.
Quinn cracks me up. He is the most talkative person, but now that we have one of Mike, he's so quiet. Where are some of the offers that you have on the table?
I currently have offers from Lenoir Rhyne, Coker College, and Southern Wesleyan, and then a football offer from Western Carolina.
Wow. But you never played football?
No.
Do you want to play football?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No. Not at all.
What about the other fellas? Where do you all have some offers on the table? Are you all looking to go someplace specific?
I have one offer from Francis Marion. I have like preferred walk-ons from St. Augustine with Salem State and stuff like that.
That's what's up. Francis Marion is a good school. All those schools are good schools. My son actually went to Francis Marion, so.
Pick the HBCU.
Yeah, I would say that too. But, yes. I mean, wherever you can go to school at, man, you know what I mean? Do your thing. But HBCU is definitely where it's at.
I'm glad that you all know, and you, Cartier, you talked about it, like having the city around you. My father is class of 65 at West Charlotte, and I was on the phone with him, and he was so upset after I told him the story, but he was so proud of you all and how you're going, and you know how you all stood tall, because you all could have easily responded to what you all heard, but you all didn't. You all just took it to the court, and you all played with your heart, and it really, really showed. And I'm glad that you're able to feel the community support, because the community is really out here supporting you.
No doubt.
Right. It's something happening right now with the team and everything that happened with Audrey Kale. West Charlotte got what? Five titles, Larry?
Yeah, five basketball titles.
But it's something about this run right here. It just feel like, I mean, even though the team is great, the team is good, this run feels like it's, I don't know, it's just something in the air. It feels like it's something special that's happening. So we making a trip to Raleigh.
So
on Saturday.
What do y'all want to tell the people in the city about this Saturday and invite them out to the game this Saturday?
Come support us. Please, and thank you.
The game is this Saturday, 12 noon. It's a noontime game, so get on the road early. It's at NC State. If you need directions, we're probably going to have them on our website, power98fm.com, or just Google it. We're going tomorrow.
GPS, baby.
The whole madhouse going to be in the building.
I am not going to be able to make this game, and I'm really, really sad about that. But look, tickets are going to be sold at West Charlotte during lunch from 10:30 until 12:35. That's on Wednesday. You can also pick them up at the gate at West Charlotte at 5 p.m. And I'll also post the link for tickets on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, so you all can go ahead and get your tickets in advance, because that line at Lenoir Rhyne was crazy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
On Saturday. So we want you to get your tickets early.
All right, we'll see y'all on Saturday. Congratulations, young man. It's Power 98.
No
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.